Another day, another freaking dollar we don't spend on these hoes. Freaky Jersey Tales back at it again. Man, I find it so funny how women get upset when they don't get male validation. They get so frustrated when you don't give them any attention. It's hilarious to me. Yesterday, I had to attend jury duty, right? And unfortunately for me, I was one of the ones that got picked to serve a few days on a civil trial. One of the other jurors that got picked was a female, the same age as me, in her 20s. When I first seen her, she was about a 7 on the look scale, but when she sat next to me, I realized she was about a 5 at best. So whenever we were in the courtroom, or whenever we were in the break room, I would notice in my peripheral vision, she would look into my face every once in a while to see if I was checking for her. Not once did I look at her. The only other men around were in their 50s and 60s, so she wasn't really checking for them. The more she looked at me, the more motivation it gave me not to look at her, because I love making these women suffer. To be honest with you, I'm not the best looking man in the world. Even though some women may not be attracted to me, they still want attention and validation from me. While we were in a break room, she would turn her whole head to see what I was looking at. And when she sees I'm not looking at her, she just has a look on her face like, "Urgh!" So then this morning, I guess she figured she'd say something to me to get my attention. So when I walked up to the courtroom, she broke her neck, smiled and said, "Good morning." So I responded, "Good morning." Man, her face turned red. And she did a little shoulder dance, probably saying to herself, "I like finally got him to look at me. He said good morning." Once we were back in the break room, she started looking at me again. This time, she started staring a bit because I guess she wanted me to start a conversation with her, but I still didn't pay her any mind. Then, when they dismissed us for lunch, I went down to the cafe to eat my lunch, right? I was sitting by myself until this older woman that's on the same trial sits at the same table as me. She's also one of the jurors. She's talking to me about random court stuff. And then I see Miss Stairs a lot way across the room. As I'm talking to the older woman, I see Miss Stairs a lot staring at me now. She can't keep her eyes off me. The older woman said something funny, so when I started cracking up, Miss Stairs a lot got up with the quickness and came over to our table, grabs the chair next to me and says,
you don't mind if I sit here, do you?"
I said, "Nah, it's all good. You can sit here." So then she finally starts having a conversation with me. By the end of the day, all the jurors walked out the building together, and once we got out the building, she purposely distanced herself away from me quickly. I thought it was weird because she was really dramatic with it. Then when I looked in the background, I saw a guy picking her up. It was probably her boyfriend or one of her beta male orbiters. See, this is another reason why I'm MGTOW. I could never tolerate being in a relationship with a woman that's always seeking other male attention. And when a woman says she's single, trust me, she's never really single. There's always going to be men in the background she doesn't tell you about. But next time you're around random women, don't give them any attention. Don't look at them or don't say anything to them unless they say something to you first. Make them suffer and watch how frustrated they get. And you don't even have to be a real attractive guy. Women eat attention for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. When I didn't give Miss Stairs a lot of attention, she almost had a heart attack. When I didn't give her attention, I'm the one who drives her crazy. I'm the one who drives her wild.
I'm the one that's on her mind. I'm the one who makes her moist. I'm the one who makes her cream. I'm the one who makes her frustrated. She wants me to make her scream. I'm the one she wants. Who does she want? Me. When does she want me? Now. I'm the one she dreams about. She wants me to be her king. She wants me to rumble her jungle. I'm the one she daydreams about. I'm the one who makes her JJ tingle. I'm the one who makes her orgasm. I'm the one she has wet dreams about. When she goes home, she thinks about me. When she's in the shower, she thinks about me. When she has sex, she thinks about me. She wants me to bust a nut on her face and say, Hakuna Matata.